Zentrale Prüfung 10, Englisch. Beispielaufgabe, mittlerer Schulabschluss. Wichtige Hinweise. Der Text, den du im Folgenden hörst, wird zweimal vorgespielt. Vor dem ersten Hören hast du Zeit, dich mit den Aufgaben vertraut zu machen.
The Freedom Writers. You're going to hear the podcast of Woodrow Wilson High School. Jared Snyder is interviewing Erin Gruwell, who has made the Californian school famous worldwide. First, read the tasks 1 to 9. Then listen to the interview. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the interview again. Now read the tasks 1 to 9. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the interview and do tasks 1 to 9.
Come on. Hi, everybody. Amazing. Our school is not only famous for its French fries in the school cafeteria, ugh, but, unbelievable as it sounds, also for its extraordinary teachers. Our special guest today is Wilson's celebrated ex-English teacher, now successful author and university professor, Erin Gruwell. Welcome, Mrs. Gruwell. Or shall I call you Miss G?
I don't mind. That's what I'm known as here.
Miss G, like every year, Wilson's organizing the Freedom Writers' Day next week, thanks to the project you and your English class carried out in the 90s.
Yes, that was when I got my first job as a teacher here in 1994.
Your class has created what's called the Freedom Writers' Diary, which has become a bestseller and the basis for a feature film. How come a high school teacher and her students provide the story for a huge blockbuster starring Hilary Swank and Scott Glenn?
I guess it's all due to Tracy Durning from ABC News. She'd heard about our project and wanted to make a documentary about it.
Why your project?
Well, when I started teaching at Wilson High, there were serious fights going on in Los Angeles. My students had a tough life in and outside school.
Why?
These teenagers had to deal with gang violence and broken homes every single day. They actually hated each other. They felt no reason to care about school. All they were interested in was how to make it through the day without any trouble.
Okay, but, tell us, this project, what exactly was it about?
Well, mostly I wanted my students to respect each other, no matter what background they came from. And I simply wanted them to see that school actually is worth something. So I made them read books written by, for, and about teenagers who, just like them, had to live through difficult times.
I see. So they read these stories. How come they wrote their own ones?
Well, I wanted them to pick up a pen and make themselves heard. So I bought them journals in which they could write down the things they had on their minds. First, they made anonymous journal entries, but after a while, they began to share their stories openly with each other. They wrote about gangs, immigration, drugs, teenage love, and all the other things they never had the chance to express before. This is how they discovered they were all the same.
And all this in an English class?
Sure. Room 203, that was our classroom at that time, was like a safe place where they could cry and laugh without being judged by others. They could identify with each other, and questions about race, gang, and background weren't important anymore.
What I don't quite get is how your class finally came to be best-selling authors.
Well, actually, I was so impressed by what they wrote that I suggested collecting all their stories and publishing them in a book. They would never have thought this possible or planned it themselves.
Both your book and film are called The Freedom Writers. Why is that?
It's my students who came up with the idea. They had heard about the Freedom Riders, the civil rights activists of the civil rights movement in the early 60s. The courage of the Freedom Riders inspired them, and they saw the similarities. That's why.
The Freedom Riders even received an award, didn't they?
Yes. They got it for fighting against discrimination and racism through the stories they told in their diary. But what was even more important to them than awards or publication was the moment they walked across the graduation stage and got their high school diplomas, a success few had thought possible only 2 years before.
Wow. Now you know, guys, why Wilson High is so famous. So, everybody, don't put this school to shame next week when it's time for the Freedom Writers' Day again. Thank you, Miss G.
Well, thank you. Coming with the word from the bottomless beat. Everybody love,
I'm doing my thing. Now listen to the interview again and check your answers.
Come on. Hi, everybody. Amazing. Our school is not only famous for its French fries in the school cafeteria, ugh, but, unbelievable as it sounds, also for its extraordinary teachers. Our special guest today is Wilson's celebrated ex-English teacher, now successful author and university professor, Erin Grewell. Welcome, Mrs. Grewell. Or shall I call you Miss G?
I don't mind. That's what I'm known as here.
Miss G. Like every year, Wilson's organizing the Freedom Writers' Day next week, thanks to the project you and your English class carried out in the 90s.
Yes, that was when I got my first job as a teacher here in 1994.
Your class has created what's called the Freedom Writers' Diary, which has become a bestseller and the basis for a feature film. How come a high school teacher and her students provide the story for a huge blockbuster starring Hilary Swank and Scott Glenn?
I guess it's all due to Tracy Durning from ABC News. She'd heard about our project and wanted to make a documentary about it.
Why your project?
Well, when I started teaching at Wilson High, there were serious fights going on in Los Angeles. My students had a tough life in and outside school.
Why?
These teenagers had to deal with gang violence and broken homes every single day. They actually hated each other. They felt no reason to care about school. All they were interested in was how to make it through the day without any trouble.
Okay, but tell us, this project, what exactly was it about?
Well, mostly I wanted my students to respect each other, no matter what background they came from. And I simply wanted them to see that school actually is worth something. So I made them read books written by, for, and about teenagers who, just like them, had to live through difficult times.
I see. So they read these stories. How come they wrote their own ones?
Well, I wanted them to pick up a pen and make themselves heard. So I bought them journals in which they could write down the things they had on their minds. First, they made anonymous journal entries, but after a while, they began to share their stories openly with each other. They wrote about gangs, immigration, drugs, teenage love, and all the other things they never had the chance to express before. This is how they discovered they were all the same.
And all this in an English class?
Sure. Room 203, that was our classroom at that time, was like a safe place where they could cry and laugh without being judged by others. They could identify with each other, and questions about race, gang, and background weren't important anymore.
What I don't quite get is how your class finally came to be best-selling authors.
Well, actually, I was so impressed by what they wrote that I suggested collecting all their stories and publishing them in a book. They would never have thought this possible or planned it themselves.
Both your book and film are called The Freedom Writers. Why is that?
It's my students who came up with the idea. They had heard about the Freedom Riders, the civil rights activists of the civil rights movement in the early 60s. The courage of the Freedom Riders inspired them, and they saw the similarities. That's why.
The Freedom Riders even received an award, didn't they?
Yes. They got it for fighting against discrimination and racism through the stories they told in their diary. But what was even more important to them than awards or publication was the moment they walked across the graduation stage and got their high school diplomas, a success few had thought possible only 2 years before.
Wow. Now you know, guys, why Wilson High is so famous. So, everybody, don't put this school to shame next week when it's time for the Freedom Writers' Day again. Thank you, Miss G.
Well, thank you. Coming with the word from the bottomless peak. Everybody love, I'm doing my thing.
Ende der Hörverstehensaufgabe.